Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, your bridge to wholeness and moving from victim of your history to author of your destiny. Welcome, friends. I hope your week is flowing. And I want to remind us all that last week I gave you five words. Are you ready? You meet what you match. Okay, some of you have been striking that tuning fork all week intentionally. And so for the folks that are new, if you weren't here last week, just a little reminder. We're talking about vibration. We're talking about frequency. I want you to imagine for a minute a tuning fork sitting on a table. You know what that looks like? It's got a little handle and it has two little prongs that come up. Now you strike that fork and it vibrates a sound, okay? One particular note. Now, if you have another tuning fork set to the same note, okay, it's the same shape, same size, sitting on the table, strike that one fork, and the other one is going to start vibrating. It'll start sending its song into the air with nobody touching it. Isn't that interesting? Okay, so our message was, you meet what you match. So like a tuning fork, we are walking around in the world sending out a signal. We're vibrating a tone, invisible to our own ears, but God and the field that we live in, the God field that is the source of all of reality, is actually receiving that information. It's hearing that signal. And the natural effects are you're going to match what you're sending out. Remember, this is the formula of creation. In the teachings of Faith Consciousness, EVE is energetic vibrational exchange. Put shortly, input equals output. So what you put into the field, imagine these are the seeds that you are planting. Jesus said you will reap what you sow, okay? Consciously or unconsciously. And that's what this show is about, friends, about being conscious of what seeds we are holding and planting. Because most of us are randomly planting without even thinking about it or knowing what we're doing. That means we're sending out a vibrational tone unintentionally. We're not aware of what that signal is. So we're getting matches to unintentional things. This show is about learning how to be the intentional planter, which means the intentional creator. It means being aware of what seeds are going into that field, into the soil of creation that's going to bring you a harvest of hopefully something you really would love. So this is about being a match to what you would love to have out of life. And last week we were talking about sending out that signal, which means if you want love in your life, if you're looking for a romantic partner, sending out the signal of loneliness, of depression, of sadness, or saying it never seems to come, all of those signals are not a match to your divine match, okay? They are not going to bring that beloved companion that you may be wanting in your heart, because what you're sending out there, the note that your tuning fork is playing, is lonely, it's lack, it's absence of, okay? That's what the soil is receiving. And so your desired outcome of a harvest of a beloved partner, healthy and intimately incredible, and just having the joy of that deep companionship in your life, that outcome, that harvest is not a match to loneliness, depression, lack, okay? It's just not the right match. So it means that what's going to come back to you is not going to be what you really wanted, all right? Now, we learned last week about this tuning fork understanding, how you're sending out that vibrational signal, how what comes back to you is a match to that. And today, I want to walk you one step further. Okay, the place that lives just past that match. I'm going to show it to you in a woman who changed her whole life with one reach of her hand, and she never said a word to do it. She didn't ask. She didn't discuss. She didn't put out an intention to anyone. She reached with her hand and touched fabric, and her body responded miraculously. Okay, so we are going to be moving into what it means to be the touch, all right? Even to go beyond the reach. Because as we start talking about holding an intention, if we start talking about being intentional with your prayer life, with your thought life, okay, with what seeds you're planting, with your thoughts, your feelings, your vibrational output, it's one thing to imagine the life you'd love to live, the desire of your heart that you would love fulfilled, and think about that thing over there, okay? There's another level of connection that steps into the realm of what we would call miracles. When we come back from the break, I'm going to give you the example, a woman's story who had struggled for 12 years with her health. She was plagued with a condition that in that era, in that culture, was way more than contained in her body. Okay, in this instance, and this is a story in the Bible, but it might as well be today, okay? This woman had a condition with her body that resulted even in community and the surrounding cultural circumstances. Okay, people saw her as dirty. They saw her as something to stay away from. The word for it was unclean. As her body was emitting blood for 12 years, she was shameful to be touched. There were rules against people even having contact with her or sitting where she sat. It's really interesting, but she wasn't just suffering from her physical. She was suffering with her whole engagement with her world around her, okay? So know that when we talk about this healing, it's bringing into wholeness way more than a sickness or a condition in the body. It launched her into a whole new world. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how that happened without a word, how that happened without even reaching, trying. She'd already spent all her money. She'd already seen all the doctors. She'd already tried all the remedies. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the touch. The touch that brings the moment and the miracle. Stay tuned. This is a Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. Move from victim of your history to author of your destiny. We'll be right back. And welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving from victim of your history to author of your destiny. And today, it's all about the touch. Okay, so again, last week we were talking about how we meet what we match, and we are sending out that signal, that tone, that vibration, that we're going to have a, let's say, a harvest that comes back from the planting of that seed. It's going to be a match to that tone, all right, which sometimes doesn't seem like a fit at all. You're like, well, wait a minute. We talked last week about how the victim is a match to the bully, all right? I had a guest on my show in the past who had written a book called The Bully Between Your Ears, and there was an actual research study done on students in school who were victims of bullying, and they discovered that the vast majority of all those children who were bullied already had a bully head, okay? It means they had a low self-worth. Now, does that mean you are to blame for bad things that happen to you? No, my friend, not at all. And reach for help when you need it, okay? But know that beyond addressing the current circumstances or having boundaries, support, and protection when needed, it's best to go all the way to the root. You know, you can pull out a weed, but if you don't dig down deep into the ground and find the deepest roots of that weed, the darn thing's going to come back. Okay, so if you've noticed a pattern, let's put our detective's cap on today. If you've noticed a pattern in your life, if something's out of sorts in your world, I want you to think about it. Feel what it makes you feel, and then ask yourself, when have I felt like this before? When have I felt like this before? And let the memories come back. The circumstances may even look different. The key is how you feel in response to the circumstance. That feeling is directly related to the vibrational signal that allowed that circumstance to show up, okay? So this is where we don't just treat the symptoms and the signs and the most immediate things that may need to be addressed, okay? Don't ignore those. Get help. Place boundaries. Stand up. And then go deep and say, what within me could be a match to that type of outcome? Is there a component of unworthiness? Do I feel self-blame? Do I have some frequency moving through me that says, guess what? Life's not fair. Okay, if I'm walking around sending out a signal all day that says, life's not fair, life's not fair, life's not fair, guess what's going to show up? A lot of injustice. All right, friends, this is about changing the thought, changing the tone before the match to that has demonstrated itself in the world. What is that called biblically? F-A-I-T-H. Faith is the evidence of that which is not yet seen. It's the evidence of the unseen. It means the faith is the seed that comes first. The proof of it in the material world will come second. But first, it's about holding that belief, holding a tone that matches something that you may not have any proof of yet, okay? That's why it's a stretch. It's a leap of faith. And today, we're talking about the next step deeper, all right? Not just the reach out for an intention of something that feels like a long way out there. Not even about the asking, the praying, the going for treatments to help change something in your body, in your life, in your relationship. Today it's about the touch. Okay, the touch was union. We're talking about the woman who made her way after 12 years of reaching for the cure, after spending all her money on doctors, on physicians, on treatments, on remedies, being all the way out of any more resources, here she was still with her illness. Her illness that also kept her separated from life for the most part, separated from people, shamed and pushed away because she was seen as unclean, as a woman emitting blood. This had carried on in her life for 12 years. And then one day, she was in a crowd so thick she could barely move. She stopped asking. She never called his name. She never said, Lord, help me. She never asked for healing. She didn't make her case. She didn't plea and describe and say, this is why and this is what. And this is how long. She reached through the press of the people and she touched the hem of his robe. She just reached and she touched with no questions, no request. It was the touch that brought the union. Her hand met divine directly. She merged for that moment. One moment, she and the source were one. Okay? There was no demand in it at all. She wasn't even then saying, "Gimme, gimme, gimme. Help, help, help." She just touched. Plain and complete union. The wholeness that came from that moment was the overflow of the touch. And then, ultimately, daughter, Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole." He's calling her family, okay? He's identifying her as family. "Daughter, your faith has made you whole." This is in the book of Mark, chapter 5. The first word, he names her family. Same house, same fork, okay? Tuning fork. Imagine being as at home and as close as family in the home with that frequency, that consciousness that has the power over all existence, that brings union and wholeness at a touch. Okay? The power went out from him. He felt it. Yes, and she did not pull it out with a demand. It came the way water pours into a glass that's waiting to be filled. Okay, she touched and it moved. She didn't demand it to move. She didn't ask it to move. She didn't say anything. She just touched. So I want to acknowledge this woman for her boldness. For her boldness. For her finally surrendering on the journey of seeking and reaching and trying and surrendering into owning the healing, owning the knowing in her heart, just telling herself, the Bible says, "If only I can touch his robe, I'll be made whole." She didn't say, "If only I could be worthy, God will look upon me." She didn't say, "If only I pray long and hard enough. If only I fix my life. If only I think right." Okay? She said, "If only I can touch his robe." She let go of all the other requirements that we often put in our heads to say, "This will balance the scale. This will pull me out of the dilemma. This will make my life whole." She reached and touched, okay? She assumed and she took without asking. Is that amazing? She took without asking. She touched and she just knew, "If only I can touch, it's going to be there." And as she believed, so it was. Okay? And so today I want to take us into an understanding of what that means. How can we move into that divine union? That place where we're not even seeking an answer. My spontaneous cancer healing happened the same way. Okay? In the moment that it came, I wasn't anymore asking, looking for, trying to find a healing. I wasn't even thinking about it. My focus moved to something completely different, which means in that focusing, I was not holding in my perception of reality, I wasn't noticing the absence of what it was I was wanting, okay? So know that when we're asking, when we're petitioning, when we're working on getting there, we are affirming by our thoughts, by our frequency, by our actions, that it is not here yet. Even when we're trying to embody the feeling of it already being here, the efforting is an acknowledgement of it's not already. So what would it mean to just touch, to just connect, to just not even trying, seeking, or petitioning What would it mean to just touch divine? To just move into what union with wholeness feels like without any attachment, with no strings attached. In the moment of my own healing, I knew it didn't matter. I was in that moment of touch and said, it doesn't matter. Cancer or not made no difference. I let go of the wanting. When we come back from the break, we're going to go into how to be the touch. Stay tuned. We'll be back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, moving beyond the reach to the touch. And today is your day to really embrace what it means to become that connection, that direct connection. So last week, okay, we moved from the wanting, the yearning, the asking, the intending, which is putting out that broadcast that says it's absent, it's absent, it's absent, okay? And then we talked about being the match, which means holding a frequency of what you're intending within yourself, feeling love, feeling abundant, feeling success, health, wellness, feeling giving thanks for it already being here. Okay, awesome. That's great. And it's a reach, it's a match that you're sending out, intending for that same signal to come back to you through this physical world. Okay, holding the feeling of it as if it's already here. And today we're going beyond that to where we're not even holding that intention anymore. This is like the shift from when Jesus said to God, if there's a way that this cup can be lifted from me, let that be. He first put out his desire, his lower will. He expressed from the personality. And then he laid that down, which includes laying down the need for a particular outcome. And he said, let thy will be done. Now that merging into I'm willing to release what I'm focusing on from my limited view, what I think I want right now, okay? What I think is going to make my life full. What I just really think is going to bring me joy. By the way, I was speaking with a counselor this morning about how many people aspire for wealth and then when they get it, find that they become less happy instead of more. Okay, less peaceful instead of more. I've watched people very close to me and even in my own family that I noticed, I was telling her because she'd known my family members for a very long time, the changes that I watched happen. And this is very common. In fact, in the United States, there's been research that shows that the more someone has than meeting their basic needs, the less fulfillment they report, the less life enjoyment they report in life. So I've seen people become afraid of losing what they've acquired, okay, getting concerned about how to protect it, or wearing the weight of responsibility like it's brought a heaviness. The reason I'm giving this example, and by the way, friends, I invite you, aim to be abundant, okay, but don't make that be your true end game. Understand that the reason that we want anything in life is for what we believe it's going to cause us to experience within ourselves. What we all want is wholeness. We want joy. We want peace. We want fulfillment. We want connection. And the things and the circumstances that we aim for are what on some level we believe are going to bring us to that end. Okay. So there can come a place where we exit all those means to an end things that we've been intending, where we can even let go of even the cure, the health cure, all right? The money, the success, the relationship, the people, or even that those people become better so that we can feel better when we look upon them, all right? So what we need to acknowledge is what we don't know that we don't know. We are seeking from what we know and what we know that we don't know. But there's this whole realm of what we don't know that we don't know, all right? And from that place, we can actually come to a knowing that there is a higher source that knows it all, and that has far more awareness of what and how, what needs to happen and how life needs to flow to bring us our true fulfillment in life. So there can be a place where we move from first the reach, okay? This is where we are trying and aiming and writing down intentions and creating vision boards and making short, medium, and long-term plans, scheduling, having goals. I'm not against goals, friends. This is an important step to crystallize our choices in life, moving from no choice to having choice, to being able to focus is a healthy, wonderful, fulfilling step, okay? And then reaching for what we want. Desire is like a gift. To have an inspired desire is like a gift. Reaching for what we want. And the teachings are, when you get clear on what you want, take your eyes off of the opposite of it that usually is what brought you there. Like usually, unhappiness in, say, an unhealthy relationship makes us really want a healthy relationship. Unhealthy body, maybe suffering from an illness in the body, makes us really have a strong desire to be well. A person who's a little bit sick has a little bit of desire. A person who's really sick, who's suffering, and whose whole life is really being altered by their health, there's a potential for a very strong, focused desire. So the key number one is to take your eyes off of the problem and onto the goal. See the outcome that you desire and let that be what you dwell upon. And then begin to embody that frequency, hit that tone, be that tuning fork, emitting into the field the vibration of it is. Feel that. Own it. Celebrate it. Be thankful. Feel as if it's already happened, okay? And then there's another step. We can move to a place where we move beyond all that I've just described. Even when we're reaching, there's a gap. We're kind of holding God at bay with that reaching out, that stretching. In a way, there's a bit of doubt. There's a lack of faith in the reaching. It's saying it's not already here. Now, what if we come to a place where we just let it go and the focus moves elsewhere? It doesn't mean that we've given up. It doesn't mean abandon your heart's desire. It means touch, okay? This woman had set it up in her mind and in her heart, and she said, if only I can touch his robe, I'm going to be healed. And she worked through that crowd after years and years of putting every bit of effort and resources she had into trying to get this healing. She worked through the crowd, and she touched the robe with her hand. And in that moment, it came. Now me, cancer, last year, I was obsessed with the thought. All day long, I was trying to move my mind off of it. I couldn't. I was so aware, cancer, cancer, cancer. Friends, I know that when something is really causing you pain in your life, it's almost impossible not to have it as something that's regularly focused on. It takes a huge amount of discipline. Okay, I came to this center, this medical center, sat with this energy device, this biocharger, we're going to call that a technology of faith, is putting out a frequency. Sat there. Why was I there? I was intending a healing, okay? But here's what's important. This wasn't the first. This was the fifth session I had engaged with that frequency, but this time it was different. I said, today, I'm going to turn my attention inside. I turned my focus within. I've learned that's an energy amplifier. And when I did, something entirely different happened. The touch occurred. I became one with God. I had an experience, a divine experience, unexpected, not while I was praying for healing. When we come back, we're going to go further into the intricacies of what that is, the touch, the unity, and the wholeness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. We are moving into that touch that can bring everything in a moment. Okay, so there I was in the room with that biocharger machine. I'd been working on my consciousness, working on my lifestyle choices, working on my eating habits. I was first working holistically. Second, I was going to go into the allopathic method if I decided that was the rightness for me. But I knew in my heart that the first thing I wanted to do was work with healing naturally and energetically. So that's where I was at. I had the breast cancer diagnosis. It had taken over my mind, and I was really struggling with trying not to just be focused on this cancer all day long. It can be like a little obsession. Here I was on session 5 with that biocharger machine, okay? It's one of those many, many amazing new devices that's bringing through an energy technology, assisting the body and the mind to, depending on what your setting on it is, to heal or become balanced on an energetic level. All right. Okay, I've already done 4, nothing dramatic. This is my 5th session. I've been, you know, lining my life up as much as I knew how to be aligned with my body healing. And this visit was a time where I finally let that go. I took my mind off of it. I released the efforting, okay, the reach is what we can call it. I released the reaching and the efforting and the intending and the focus on getting that thing done, okay, friends? A lot of times, our doingness gets in the way. And then we talked about being the vibration, being the wholeness, being a match. That's putting out that tone with the tuning fork, okay? Like feeling the wholeness already, and then there's something more that is about that touch. And it's a two-way street, and it's a spontaneous happening, and I'm telling you, it can come. So here was the woman. She made her way through the crowd. It was only possible because he was present, all right? She made herself available at the time and place that she knew this being was going to be there. She found her way through. She didn't ask. She didn't plead. She didn't get in line. She just touched the garment. Okay? She didn't go by any game plan except I'm going to touch. I'm going to connect. And that connection brought about that instant healing. Okay, let's think of Moses who went on the mountaintop. He received the tablets from God. He touched. He merged. He was there. The light came with him as he came down. Scriptures say that Moses' face was so illuminated it was blinding people to look at him. They had to put a bag over his head, okay? Now, on another show, we're going to go into the science of what that is, why Moses was turning into light. But anyway, we're back to the touch. It's all because of the touch. He had that touch with God, and then he came back down the mountain. So what I'm saying is, the touch makes the change. It's not something that you have to sustain. It's the moment. She didn't grab hold of his robe and then cling for dear life and stay dragging behind the feet of Jesus as he walked. She knew that one touch was all it needed, and the cells in her body responded to that. He felt the energy move. Okay, so the touching closes the last inch. When we're reaching, we still got a distance. We're kind of even perpetuating a distance in our active reach, reaching out as if and are doing and are efforting as if it's somewhere else than already here within me. The touch says we are one. We're connected right in this moment. The moment the prayer stops being "give me that" and becomes "you and I" right here, right now. And something happens in the body when you stop reaching. The bracing lets go. The efforting stops. The tone, not just of your frequency, I mean the tone of the tissues of your body, your nervous system goes into the peace response. The heart and the mind fall into one rhythm. That's called coherence. And the field that felt so far away becomes close and personal. Reaching holds God at arm's length, and touching allows the hand to be directly connected. The hand of God and your hand, or your hand to the garment. Okay? All it takes is that touch. Now, let me put this where you live. I want you to find the domain of your life where you've been reaching so long, you forgot that you were allowed to touch. And as we move into that, I want to remind both of us that in the moment that I encountered that touch on my fifth session on that biocharger machine, I wasn't anticipating a touch. I wasn't looking for a touch. But at least I can share with you the story to say, hey, this is possible, and you can look for it just like that woman did. She said, "I'm going to touch that robe. And when I do, I know what's going to happen." I didn't even know. But I'm thankful that I got it. I got there. I turned my awareness within. I focused. I quieted my mind. I started meditating inside my body. And in that moment, I had an experience of oneness with the divine. I saw beings of light, like angels, but I didn't see any wings. So, okay, they were like heavenly beings. I just felt the presence in my mind's imagination. This was real strong. I wasn't creatively thinking. It just showed up. And I felt myself as eternal and one with God. And there we were looking upon planet Earth, looking at me in that room in that moment. And I was sobbing tears of union with God. I just couldn't help but cry. Happy, sad. I don't know. I was merged. I was inspired by just divine grace, tears of grace pouring from me. And I suddenly realized it doesn't matter. I let go of the need to be healed because in that moment there was no healing needed. I felt God as one with me. And from that experience, my body responded just like the woman in the scripture. My body responded. The cancer released itself. And the next month, we got full confirmation from all of the tests and biopsy, 100% negative. And I've stayed clear since then. So let this be the testimony, and let me explain that this is not limited to your physical body. Your whole world is like an extension of your body, okay? Your whole reality, it can all be reached by the touch. So let's look. Pick three or four, okay, of these domains. One is the domain of your health. Have you been reaching for the cure? And the reaching itself seems to be pushing it at arm's length, okay? The more you reach, the more it's not there, okay? Try touching the healer first. Let the wholeness be what overflows from the nearness. Try touching God without striving for healing. Okay, the domain of your provision. Last week I told you about the house. My house in New Zealand, that after 3 years of renting it out, I was guided to sell the house. It was being sold at auction, which is common in New Zealand. I had a number that I had circled, but first I touched the divine. I went to the Holy Spirit and said, raise myself deserve as high as I am able and show me what number is that. I had the number circled. And to the dollar, that's exactly where the bidding stopped. That huge provision, far greater than what I had been believing for, was what came. But first was the touch, okay? The direct connection with the Holy Spirit. Bring me into a state, Spirit, okay? How about the domain of a hard relationship? You've been reaching for them to change, waiting for the other person to move first, praying that they're going to see through your perspective that things are going to get healthier, okay? Try touching God on your own and walking into that space, holding that wholeness. You be that essence. Touch first. And then watch what springs from that touch. What about the domain of your own worth? Your own self-worth. Again, that's what I addressed with the Holy Spirit before the sale of that house. Maybe you're still reaching for someone's approval to feel like enough. Hear the word he gave the woman, daughter, son. Know yourself as the divine heir. Know your worth. And then the domain of grief. You've been reaching backwards for what you lost. Try touching the God who holds what you lost and let him be near you inside it. Okay? So as we move through this conversation, think upon these things. What area of your life would you love to release and move into the touch? The union, the wholeness that brings fullness in all areas of life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, and 1400 AM. Statesville, Lake Norman's home for talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.